Monday the 4th of January, Yud Ches Teves, Rabbi Leibish Heller, part 3 of the series Contemporary Shilas in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, Mechitzas, part 2.
Rabbi Isai, we spoke last time, not everybody who was here today was here then, but we spoke about the Yesod of the Din Mechitza, what the Makor of this Din is. Rabbi Isai wants to be Matir that today. Raisa, we looked at the Gemara in Sukkah. The truth is that in Chazal, we don't find the mechitza in the way that we normally see a mechitza in most of our shuls. And that is the partition between men on one side and women on the other side, or men in the front and women in the back. Oh, the mechitza that we find in Chazal position the women on top and the men below. But a mechitza between men and women who are on the same level, we don't find. Now, there's two possibilities. It could be that this qualifies, it serves the same purpose as the Mechitza did there. Technically, over there it was higher, over here it's side by side. Or it could be that our Mechitza is really a Echatimtze to create a situation in which you wouldn't be Mechuyim B'Mechitza to begin with. In other words, in a place where there are only men, you don't need a Mechitza. So if you have a partition, you have only men on this side, then you don't have to be Mekayim, the din that the Gemara discusses in Sukkah Daf Nun Aleph. But we're going to talk today about mechitzas that are side by side, and the various different problems that arise with them. But just as a means of introduction, let's understand that regarding this subject, there are three concepts. Of course, everybody here is aware and doesn't need to be told that there is something which is called the Isur of Histaklus. The Isur of Histaklus has nothing to do with Hilchas Tefillah, has nothing to do with the Beis HaKnesses. It has to do with the Isur Kedoshim, that a Yid, wherever he is, wherever he goes, he has to guard his Machshava, his Re'iyah. Just like you have to be careful about what you say or don't say, what you eat or don't eat, you have to be careful about what you see or don't see. The Gemara says even Bigdei Tzivoinin, even Etzbaktana, this is the Isser which is Ein Leitzorech Lifnim for people in this crowd over here. Hagam, there are many details and many halachis as to what the limits are and where and when. But that has nothing to do with Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. That has nothing to do with the Shul. It has nothing to do with Hilchos Tefillah. It's a separate din. It's part of what it means to be a Yid. But there's also another din, and that is the Isser to be mispalel b'mokim erva. Just like you're not allowed to be mispalel b'mokim tzoya, you're not allowed to be mispalel b'mokim erva. This has nothing to do with these doctors. Even a blind person is not allowed to be mispalel b'mokim erva. It's makim in the mokim. The mokim is not a mokim that's roi l'tfilah. In a mokim in which there is erva m'gula, whatever constitutes erva, we'll have to discuss. Whether Seyor is necessarily, Seyor B'Isha is necessarily qualifies as Erva, we'll see. But whatever is a Erva, is Na'akib, it doesn't allow that Mokim to be a Mokim for Tefillah. That's for sure. This does neither have anything to do with Hilchas Mechitza. In other words, even if everyone present in the Beis HaKnesses is Tanua to the degree that there is no problem of Erva, right, which should always be the case. And even if everyone is Zohir in the Isur of Histaklus to the farthest degree, which of course should always be the case, there's another din, and that is the din of a mechitza. And this din of a mechitza is dafke in a mokim yuchud l'tfilah. It's not ma'akiv in the cheftz of tfilah, it's ma'akiv in the mokim l'tfilah. For example, if you're in an airport and you have a minion that's standing in the corner and there are noshim behind you, in the situation where there is no erva, which would be ma'akev a tefillah, even for a yochid, standing in a corner, and whatever, we'll see in a moment, maybe where and how you could do so. If there are women to the side, or the women behind you, you don't need a mechitza there. How could you be mispalel? There's no mechitza, it's one room, there's a taruk, there's noshim behind you. If there is no erva, then there's no chiyuv of a mechitza. Mechitza is ma'akev a mokim yuchid a tefillah, the same as in a lobby of a wedding hall, people gather together to make a minyan. Lav dafki, you need a mechitza there. Mechitza is dafke in a Beis HaKnesses. It's a dim yuchad in a Beis HaKnesses. What? I can hear you.
A concert hall.
A concert hall. What's it a concert hall? I never heard of such a thing. You mean Tiatrois and Kiaskois, which the Rambam reckons as a deraisa. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, a concert hall, I don't know. You need a mechitza in a concert hall. Ashayel if you want to go into a concert hall, not if you need a mechitza in a concert hall. We're talking over here, mechitza in a basic nest. The truth is, every mokum of Rosh Hashanah, the riot that the Gemara brings over there, so mehespit, which wasn't tefillah. But lemaisa, we're talking over here mitzvah the beis hakenest. So the shaila that we're going to address is what purpose exactly is the mechitza serving? What did it come to be meinea? So we know for certain it didn't come to block an erva. Because the Makam HaMikdash, it wasn't an error, there's no question. And if the Chachamim saw that there was Chas V'Shalom appeared in that front, they wouldn't make a Ksustra and put the Noshem on top. They would bar them from coming in such a way. That's for sure. And not just that, it's Mukhach from the Gemara itself, because the Gemara in Daf Nanalef in Sukkah that we read last time, when it says that they found a Pasuk that you should build a Mechitza, even though everything in the Beis HaMikdosh was Miyad Hashem Alayhi Skil. So L'chayra, how were they allowed to build the Gzustra for the Noshim up above in the Ezes Noshim? So the Gemara says that they found a Pasuk. The Gemara brings a Pasuk, Kra Ashkechu V'drosh. V'safta Aretz Mishpachis Mishpachis Levat. And from there we see that there shouldn't be that there should be a mechitza type of thing. But the Gemara should have brought a pasuk The Gemara should have brought that pasuk. So clearly the mechitza and the Beis HaMikdash, the Gzustra, wasn't there to eliminate a problem of erva, which is makiv in tefillah, because that would be something that you're not allowed to enter the Mokam HaMikdash to begin with. And certainly there was no chash that such a thing happened. So what is the mechitza? What purpose is the mechitza serving? Now, in the Rishonim, there seems to be a stira, or maybe two shittis in the Rishonim. And Rav Moshe Feinstein is very makel in this. And I should say, really, that our discussion today, we're going to look at what Rav Moshe says. It's only to see what Rav Moshe says, not chas v'shalom to be machir one way or another. Because if I'm not mistaken, I don't know. I'm not so well versed, but I don't know if any other Charedish Rav sides with Rav Moshe on this. And even Rav Moshe is very hesitant to say so lemaisa. And even when he said so in his days in America, in the early years, where being machmer in this thing could have been a chumrah, maybe lidekula, because it could have sent thousands of people to the reform. So therefore, Rav Moshe insists that the purpose of the mechitza was not to block histakus. So we discussed that the Isur of histakus exists in any place, in any time. But maybe Chazal teaches us that a Beis HaKnesses has to be a place in which there isn't even the possibility for histakus. A Mokum Kodesh means a place in which there cannot be the absence of Kedusha. So of course everybody's a Yirei Shemayim and nobody would be mistakel. But it requires, we learn from this pasuk for the Safta Aretz, that a makam yuchad letfila has to be a makam in which there cannot be any possibility of histakus. If this is so, then the shiur mechitza would obviously have to be the type of shiur that eliminates any type of histakus, whether the yoishvois or oimdois, would have to be a mechitza that's high enough to prevent that. And like I said, other than the Struba of Rav Moshe, that's the accepted daya amongst Haredi jury for sure. Amongst Haredi jury, a mechitza has to be at least 6 foot, something that would cover an average person, even when they're standing, and it has to be something that is not in any way transparent, and only that qualifies as for what we know as a mechitza. The makom that you need a mechitza, that's what you need. I'll tell you something, even the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who for certain would have been very, very sensitive to the need to include, you know, over here in England they have United Synagogue. United Synagogue is a tremendous thing. I don't know, people who are not from America don't realize what the United Synagogue is, because wherever you have a United Synagogue over here, in America, the same type of situation would have been reformed. I'm not talking Hendon, Gold's Green, Finchley. I'm talking about in the wider areas. It would have been reform. And in America, you hardly have Orthodox shuls b'chlal. In all of these states, you go to Mississippi, to Alabama, to all of these states, you have only Reform Conservative. Reform Conservative. Young Israel is in the big cities. Young Israel is in the big cities. But in all of these places, you have Reform Conservative. So what you have nowadays, as an alternative to that, are these Chabad houses in all of these places. And they're competing for the same clientele as people who were previously members in these other shuls. So they're very stretched as to what they want to do. But the Rebbe was adamant, the mechitza has to be 6 foot. You can't be mevater on that in any way whatsoever. In any way whatsoever. Why? Because it wasn't a chumrah. If it's a chumrah, it could be done. Whether it's a chumrah, shemegli dekula. This was mikra din. This was mikra din. But we're going to look at the tshuva of Reb Moshe. And I should say that over here in this country, from what I understand, I never discussed it with any of the Dayanim here, but from what I understand, the United Synagogue shuls do rely on this tshuva of Reb Moshe. That's what I understand. I may be wrong. Could be that they are simply pirtzes that the Dayanim are not capable of overriding sometimes, that you know you can't insist on things. But if I'm not mistaken, there's soymech on this tshuva of Reb Moshe. And the side of Reb Moshe's tshuva is that the mechitza is here to prevent not histaklus, but taruvus. Not histaklus, but taruvus. Or Reb Moshe calls a histaklus that can be made with a kalus roish. And therefore, the mechitza doesn't have to be kekoimas ish. The mechitza can be lowered. As long as there's no possibility for there to be negiyas yad, as long as it makes it inconvenient to have sicha between the two sides of the mechitza, that suffices as a kosher mechitza, Reb Moshe. The only problem is, and this is a serious problem, you have the problem of erva. You have the problem of erva. Bamed varim amurim that you could even be done, legabi the shir of a mechitza, kolzman, that all the noshim that are boys, lebeis haknesses, are tznuis. But if you have a lack of tznius in the eses noshim, again, even if all the men are blind, even if it's a shul of blind people, every last person in the shul is blind, but the makom erva, it's a yisur to be mispalel the makom erva. So this is a serious problem. So in most United Synagogue shuls that I've seen, they have a big sign that we request that all the women who come to the shul,
dressed.
What?
Nice.
Should be, yes, should come modestly dressed. Should be modestly dressed, and they should have their hair covered, properly dressed. Yeah. Oh. So if you have a mechitzah kekoimas ish, maybe you should anyways have that sign. But at least you don't have to worry about that as much. But if you have a mechitzah that what? Yeah, and that.
Your mobile phone.
What? If you have a mechitza that allows for ria, then you have this problem of erva, which really is what I want to discuss. What is the yisoid of this thing? Where it comes? And maybe we'll be a metzia pshat in what Reb Moshe says. Let's turn to the other side of the page, if you don't mind. Is it here? Yeah, the one that says Dvarim on top. What is the makor of this thing? You know, lagabi the din of mechitza, Reb Moshe's machadish that it's a deraisa. Ashtu to the Gemara would seem that it's not a deraisa, but this din of erva is for sure a deraisa. This din that it's also lispal of the makim erva is a din atoira. It's a din atoira. Yeah. So the pasuk says, "V'yot tia lachom michutz lamachene v'yotos oshom achutz." Yeah. Again, there's two dinim. The din of erva is ma'akiv in the mokim. It doesn't help. It doesn't help even for a blind person. The truth is.
It makes another room.
Okay, we'll see in a moment. We'll see in a moment.
Because you said blind, so.
Okay, we'll see in a moment. We'll see in a moment. We'll see in a moment. Now the truth is, I should take it back when it's a machlekes aposkim. It's a machlekes apaskim. The Yosef Paskin that a tzimas seinayim does help, and a blind person would be an exception. But we're talking lididan. We'll see in a minute. So So it says, V'yatiyeh l'cho mechutz l'machen v'yotosu shom mechutz. These are halachis that pertain to the machen. What are these dinim of the machen? One of the dinim of the machen was that there cannot be any tzoya present in the machen. And you have to arrange facilities outside of the machane so that you shouldn't have a situation where there's tzoya b'toich hamachane. What's the din? If the machane has a psak dusha, we'll see in a moment. V'yatil cho al hazinach avayi b'shivtach achutz v'chafarta v'shavta v'chisisa seyasecho. Even over there, there should be a kisui. Says the next pasuk, ki Hashem Elokecho mishaleich b'kerev machanecho. Because Hashem Elokecho mishaleich b'kerev machanecho. What does that mean? What does it mean that Hashem Elokecha mishalich b'kerev machanecha? La'atzilcha v'las lebecha l'fanecha. And therefore, there's a din v'hoya machanecha kodosh. The machana has to have a kedusha, and the pasuk goes on and says another din, which is a second din, v'lo yira b'cha ervas dovor. There shouldn't be seen b'cha on you or in your presence a ervas dovor v'shav me'acherecha, and then the Shechina will leave. So over here we have the psikta that says, Ki Hashem Elokecha mishalech b'kerev machanecha, Zeha'orayin. The Orayin that had in it the Kedushas Hashem was present in the machane, and therefore in that machane, in a machane where you have the Orayin, you can't have Tzoya or Erva, whatever qualifies as Erva.
Is there distance?
Oh. We'll see in a moment that the machane for a person today, the same din that we have over here, the Shoinim tell us, apply to any person who is medaber divrei Torah or divrei tefillah. Hirur is different. A person who is medaber divrei Torah or divrei tefillah has this, it also has to be zohir in the kedusha of his machane, and his machane means daladamis. His machane means daladamis. The question is whether it means daladamis me'achoyrib as well or only milafonis. In other words, if you could turn around, turn to the side. Right? Does that help? One second. No, for sure we're talking about erva, not soya. There's a machlekes. There's a machlekes or yishayin. What it means, lo yira b'cha could mean that the lev and the roish, which is the makim in which you're mispalel, the lev and the roish shouldn't be exposed to something of erva. And that's why a person should wear something that separates between the lev and the lower half of the guf, which is why chassidim wear a gartel. Besides, for the din of hikah and likras Hashem Elokecha Yisrael before tefillah, there's also that advantage. Hagam mihikar adin, you're yoytzer simply by wearing trousers. By wearing trousers, you're yoytzer that mihikar adin. But what you're mentioning, l'yir b'cha, is a machlekes yishayim. Some say l'yir b'cha means a taki, it goes on the person. But others say l'yir b'cha means it means on the machin of the person, which means it's dalad amis. That in his dalad amis, there shouldn't be erva, nor should there be tzay. I say the same is true. The Gemara says, if you look at the Mishnah itself, Hashem Elokecha mahoylechem achim li'lachim lachem. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? It means Hashem v'chol kinuyav munachim ba'arim. Hashem v'chol kinuyav munachim ba'arim, and therefore in b'mokim where you have the Shem, you're not allowed to have erva or tzoya. And then the Rishonim say that hu adin b'mokim where you're maskir the Shem, where you're maskir the Shem. So I'm saying it's a kavuchaymin if you're maskir the Shem. A place where you're maskir the Shem is a place that has to have the same kedusha that the Torah says should be in the machne. In the midbar. Rabbi Yisrael, legabe this din of atzimas einayim or akiras haroish, there are some that say that simply by closing your eyes, you've eliminated the erva from being in your machana. We're not talking about tzoya might be different, but it's not in your machana. Because since the Torah says lo yirebecha, it shouldn't be seen. But other Yishayim say, no, it doesn't say Loitira, it says Loyira. Loyira means it should not be seen. It shouldn't be seen by someone else who could be in your presence. Or even more so, it shouldn't be seen by Hashem Elokecha Mishalach B'Kerev Machanecha. In your machane, it shouldn't be seen. However, shouldn't be seen. If you want that machane to be Roy Litzvila.
Yeah. What happens if it was before and now is...
No, fine. Yeah. Yeah, during Tfila, yeah. Tayyar Tfilo, Bidibur. Rabbi Yisai, what is with Akira Sarish? What is with Akira Sarish? What happens if a person turns his head to the side? Does that help? Doesn't? It's a very practical question. You're on the airplane. We'll see in a moment that Mi'ikir Adin, L'choira, it should be the case that Sar B'isha should be an Erva. Hagam is a strong Kula, the strong Tzad to be Mekil, B'mokoim Pshasat Chak. But let's talk, if we say Taka, that Sar B'isha is Erva. So how are you going to daven on a plane? You have to find Dalad Amis. What are you going to do? L'shita Sasoivrim Dan Atzima Senayim doesn't help. So you can't just close your eyes and say Shemin Esra. You can't. You're not allowed to daven here. You're not allowed to daven there. What are you going to do? So what's with Akira Sarush? So there's a lashon in the Rambam. Let's take a look at the Beis Yosef. Yeah, if you look, it's six quotes down on the page. You see it?
Yeah.
Simenai. Because of a Rambam, the Osur Likro is connected to Erva Ad Sheyachzir Ponov. Mashma. The Bachzor has planning sag. Afa Pishi is Muchaloi. The Holy Tolo Rachmana Erva Elo Beriyo. Unlike Tzoyo, but Yehi it says, Lo Yira Bacha Ervas Dover. Umi Hai Taim in Yirish Balailo. By night, Oyim Usuma, Oyim Oitzem Einov, Afilo Bayoim, then it's Shori. V'loy dami letzoya da filusuma balayla osu lufonov, kim loy ein aroya b'yoyim kum shkasati psim naintes. De shayni erva de loy talya rachmona ela b'riyya. V'chein iri ma shkasati b'tchil esim shalifni ze, da b'rechit v'mayim tzulim shamarad rava b'ni yoyna. Okay, this is one shit in the Rishonim. V'yaf al gav, v'yaf al pi, shayre keach kosa b'sim shim chav dalet, v'im erva kenek da filu yatsim ein of osu loy likris kira shmoy li spalil, Kedayim hani rabavoso lismay chaleim. So it's a machlekes rishonim that the Beis Yosef bring, that he's machriya keshitas harambam, but we'll see later on that the other poskim archeilah can say no, atzimas einayim does not help. Atzimas einayim does not help. The question is, what's with Akira Sarush? Because if you look in the Rambam put them together. The Rambam said, Yachzir ponov. What does Yachzir ponov mean? And the Rikeach L'choira argues on Yachzir Ponov, which means that if you're on the plane, if there's anything within your Dalad Ames, even turning to the side and facing the wall is not going to help you. But if you take a look, the quote to be here, the next one, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, but the same is in the other Paskim, this is from the Magen Avraham. Take a look and see what it says. Hoya Erve Kenegdoi. If you are machzir not only your face, but the whole goof, So he says, machaneo shel odom hu dalad ames mikol tzad. L'choyre machaneo shel odom is four ames mikol tzad. So how does Akira Sarish help? Yeah? Atkiras HaGuf help. Mikol mokoim keivon sh'omra teire v'lo yiroa b'cho tolo ha'kosuv b'ri'iyo v'lo yosar ela erva ha'niris. U'mikol mokoim im yecholo li es niris ela shu oitzem einav mirayis b'ra oishu usum lai balayla im zemay okum sh'ari lo yinema tira elo lo yire elo lo yire sh'o lo yire b'Hashem erbaz dover. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu shouldn't see by you Erev's Dover. V'yesh matirim b'zeh, l'fi shem l'yir b'cho, ein limud ala Erev's Atzmoy, k'sher bozim megulo, like you raised. So al koponim, we have a matzav here where there's a machlikas Rishonim. Whether Atzimas Einayim helps, but even la'asoivim, that Atzimas Einayim doesn't help, Akiras Kol HaGuf does help. Why? Because it says Lahira Bakha. If you take a look on the and further up before the Beis Yosef, where I brought the again the Shulchan Aruch Harav Simenai in Dalet, if you take a look in the last two lines.
Also didn't say that Timus and I are moving in the book, it's the same thing.
Okay, very good, very good. Let's take a look in the last two lines over there where it says Shulchan Aruch Harav Simenai in Dalet. Let's read the whole thing. Kosuv b'toyde v'shafta v'chisiso ki Hashem alakecha m'shalav v'kerev machanech v'ayim machanech ha-kodesh v'lo yira v'chayer v'zdor. Mikan lamdu chachamim shebekom mokim shehashem alakeinu m'shalichimonim דהיינו, כשאנו עוסקים בקריאה שמע ובתפילה ובדברי תורה, צורך להיות המחנה הקודש, שלא יתהה תוהה מגולה שם, ושלא יירא השם בנו. Shalira Hashem Bono. That's why Asumart, this is the Shita Sarikeach, that Asuma and Atzimus Enayim won't help. Shalira Hashem Bono Ervas Dover. Dahainu Shalira Dvar Erva Kineget Ponov Shal Odom Akkere Mispalo Kimeloi Einov. Mipnei Sheiker Machaneu Shal Odom Kineget Ponov. Betora Shalira Machanaze Kodush. Shalira Boy Hashem Ervas Dover Bisazel Minatur. So he's Machadish Achibush. That's only Kineget Ponov. That it's not like you normally say that machane shel adam is dal adam is mikol tzad, which would be the din by tzoya. That you have to be machane dal adam is mikol tzad. By an erva, it's only connected to us. So even though atzimas anayim does not help, atzimas anayim does not help. If it's yir Hashem, if in this machra, which is befonov, kimloyeinov, there is erva, then atzimas anayim doesn't help because the makam, it's a hikuv in the makam. But if you're a zakiras kol aguf, so now you have a new machane. The machane is only the Dal Adam Shel Lefonov. This is the chiddush which really states in the Magen Avraham, Kimat, and in the Bach. Rabbi Yisai, I want to ask you a question. And I want you to tell me if you're masking with me. Nobody has to be masking, and I'm certainly not saying this Lamaisa. I'm just asking a question because I struggled very much with this tshuva of Rabbi Moshe, which is very shver, which we'll see in a moment at this time. Let me ask you a question. Akira Saguf helps, which means that if there is a erva to the side, and I move this way, it helps. Why? Because it's not lifnei einov. What if it's in my periphery vision? So then maybe it's maybe the problem is takus. Tzimus einayim might help. But if it's not lifnei einov, then that's not the machna for which the Torah says it has to be kaddish. Now let me ask you this: what would be if there are two levels? I'm standing over here, and I'm looking straight, and if I look straight 100 miles, there's nothing. But on another level, there is something which is an erva. On a gzustera, on a higher level above, what would be the din there? Just like when there's an erva litzidoi, according to this shita in the poskim, even though if I turned I would see it, but since it's not lifnei einov, it's not ma'akiv, it's not considered an erva. Maybe if it's on a different level, it doesn't qualify as his machana. What?
Maybe it'll be like Sukkah and Hanukkah, 20 amos to Lishaltaveino.
But we're not talking about istakus. We're not talking about istakus. We're trying to define the machana. Let's talk about a suma. We're talking Lishita Sarekech, a suma. Or someone who's oitzemeinov all the time. Yeah, I'm all the tzaitin the weed and I never looked out of the daladams. So if the taitch of machna is dafke lifnei einov, maybe it means only lifnei einov on a straight level, not if it's higher. If you have to move your head up, maybe it's like moving to the side. Maybe. I'll tell you why I'm asking this. Because Rav Moshe Feinstein has a problem. The Pirush HaMishnayis al Rambam in Sukkah says that what was the kalus roish for which Chazal were mesakin the ksustura in the azas noshim by zimchas beis hashieva? So the Pirush HaMishnayis says kidei shelo yistaklu ha'anoshim banoshim. Now the truth is that the Rambam in the Sefer doesn't say so. The Rambam in the Sefer says befeidu shelo yistarvu zebze. So it's really and the Sefer was written a lot later, and we paskin like the Sefer, not like the Pirush HaMishnayis. So Rav Moshe says so. Rav Moshe says, look, Taka says so in Pirush HaMishnayis. But in the Rambam it says shelo yistarvu elu emelu. Loshna Rambam shelo yistarvu elu emelu. That's loshna Rambam in Hilchos Luluf. Penches min Hilchos Luluf. But what's with the Pirush HaMishnayis that says kadei shelo yistaklu? So Rav Moshe mutches zich to answer what that means kadei shelo yistaklu, and he comes up with a pshat that lo yistaklu in a oifen that's going to bring lidei kalus roish. He brings rayas that the gzustra that was built didn't have a mechitza in front of it. From other places in Shas where we find the word gzustra, that means without mechitzas. He brings rayas that they didn't stand under the mechitza, but they stood in the middle. So it's not as if they made a second floor that went across the whole thing. It only went around. It was like the branches that you have by a tish. It went around. Shkufi matume means that it was full. There was no place under a gallery underwards. It went down all the way. The male of the people was standing in the middle. And there could have been a stock was to look upwards. And that was not what Chazal were trying to prevent, because like we mentioned, Yistakus, you have to be Nimna from in any case. So Chazal were trying to prevent Kalus Reish, and that's the type of Mechita that you have to have. And therefore, when you have a Mechita side by side, it's enough to have a Mechita that will eliminate Kalus Reish, which means Negias Yadayim, or Sicha, that would be convenient. It has to be big enough that it shouldn't be easy to mingle, to talk, to, or to have Negiyah. That's the Maskon of Ramayishin is true. Fine. But what does he do with the Rambam? With the Rambam, he mutches it very hard, and he says himself that regardless if, he says even though in Pshat the Rambam you could ding zich, but Lamaisa the Rambam in the Sefer says Tarubis, he doesn't say Istaklu, so therefore the Pirush HaMishnayis, be the Pshat in that Pirush HaMishnayis as it may, his tshuva remains. Rabbi Zai, maybe there could be the following Pshat. And tell me if you're masking with such a pshat, and it doesn't matter if you're not masking. Maybe the pshat could be like this. Chazal saw that it was Kalus Reish. Rabbi Moshe wants to say that the Kalus Reish was the type of things that he discussed it to be Menech, Negiah, or things like that. It could be that B'mokim HaMikdash, that was not the level of Kalus Reish that was there. Kalus Reish was a very refined type of Kalus Reish. It wasn't suitable for the Mikdosh. It wasn't suitable for the Mikdosh. The Yerushalayim level went down a notch. They lost the Dargah and Kedusha. That was what Chazal saw, that they lost the Dargah and Kedusha. Not that there was any actual Hanhoga that was inappropriate. They lost a certain level of Kedusha. Now we see a part of the Torah says that in order to make the Machin a Kedush, you have to eliminate an Erev. And the Erva has to be eliminated to the degree that it shouldn't be in your machina. Even though if you turned around, you'd be able to see it. But if it's not in your machina, that brings Kedusha to your machina. That's what happens when you take Erva out of your machina, which according to this pshat means, Lifne'enov, that brings Kedusha to your machina. Maybe Chazal, Lefidus Pirush HaRambam, Pirush HaMishnayis LaRambam, wanted to bring additional Kedusha to the Ezus Noshim where the men were standing. And when it says Shalaystaklus Abazah, it's not shot, maybe, like the Moshe wants to say that there was a Istaklus that's going to be baby with a Kalus Reish. There was no Istaklus, and there wouldn't have been a Istaklus. But they wanted that it should be such a Kedusha, that in this Machina there shouldn't be the possibility of Istaklus. Just like the Torah says, Lagabia Erva, that if you take it out of your vision, it brings Kedusha to the Machina. So too, Lagabe, Noshim Bechlal, even though like we discussed, there was no Erva, there was no Chash Erva over there, Lagabe, Noshim Bechlal, they wanted that there should be a level of Kedusha that in this Makim there shouldn't be the ability for Istaklus, and maybe this is what the Rambam means. So Istaklus Abizeh, and therefore it could hold, Rav Moshe Shuvah could hold, you don't have to say that they actually put up a Mechitza that didn't allow the Noshim to be seen. No, everybody over there was nizer. There wouldn't have been a chash shistaklus. But they wanted that the makim in which the simchas beis hasheva takes place, in that machana, there shouldn't be the ability of istaklus. There shouldn't be the possibility of istaklus. And thereby, they would have brought an additional kedusha to the makim where the simchas beis hasheva was taking place. And maybe this is what the Rambam means, shulei istaklus. Shulei istaklus means that they shouldn't be able to see it. And this would actually support what the Moshe is saying, that there was taken no mechitza above on these kedushos. Aye, the Rambam says shelo yistaklu doesn't have to mean shelo yistaklu that they made that you should. They wanted to prevent the physical act of istaklus. They wanted that it should be a mokim in which there isn't the capable possibility of istaklus. Rabbi Isai, be that as it may, just to summarize. This is the truth of Rav Moshe, the yesod of Rav Moshe, that the purpose of a mechitza is not to prevent istaklus. It's to prevent a type of taruvis that would bring kalus reish. And therefore, if it ever comes to pass that you enter a shul in which you see that type of mechitza, this is what they're saying. This is what they're saying.